Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and we're going to continue to talk about a very, very important theme in the life of the church and the people of God, the spiritual gifts that God gives to us, particularly the spiritual gift of the fear of the Lord. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, I was talking about the gospel reading the church gave us yesterday in which Jesus confronted the demonized man, the young man who was possessed by a legion of demons, and he was terrifying everybody, and he was harming himself greatly, and Jesus exercised authority. And so when the demon saw Jesus, the demon was filled with fear, and he started begging Jesus, you know, to send them, the legion of demons, into the swine. Whoever was the spokesperson for that legion of demons that was present, the head demon that was present in this young man, and Jesus sent them, you know, cast them out, sent them into the swine. 2,000 swine ran down the hill. What a scene that must have been, and drowned in the sea. And the word spread, and fear went out. Different kinds of fear. There was the slavish fear of the demons themselves. They're terrified of Jesus because his power over them and the reality of the punishment that he can exercise over them. But on the other hand, the fear that people expressed when they saw the authority that Jesus exercised, and this man who was naked and in such terrible shape, and he'd broken the chains. He had, anyway, this really man who's been tormented so deeply by the demonic, no peace of mind, out of control. He's suddenly sitting there. People come, they hear the story, they come and they see him, and they'd heard about him, and some had seen him. He was living among the tombs at the time, and people had heard about him and seen him. But they had never seen him like they did when they came upon him at that moment. He was clothed, he was at peace, and he was in his right mind, Scripture says. The Lord healed him and delivered him from the slavery of the kingdom of darkness. And the people who observed what happened to him, it says, were also filled with fear. Now, there's different dimensions of fear when the Almighty is revealed, when we get a glimpse of the garment of the King, we get a glimpse of his strength and his power and his glory, and the dimension of the kingdom breaks forward, it's overwhelming, and it does cause fear. It causes good fear, which honestly, the first fear it can produce is a servile fear, which is the fear of punishment. That is not perfected fear of the spiritual gift, but it's important because you suddenly see, whoa, there is a God, there is an authority, God is holy, and I'm not. And death and judgment, all that stuff becomes present, and it's very sobering and it's very clarifying to have that. And I think that basic dimension happens many times when people begin to encounter God, encounter the gospel, and St. Augustine said at one point, describing his own experiences, he's teaching people who are catechizing or teaching and working with new converts, people who are coming in. And he said something that really struck me because I never heard it put this way. He's saying how critical the fear of God is in helping people become converted. Why? Because it aligns us with reality. I'm not God. I'm not the center of everything. God is. And God is awesome. And God is holy. So here's Augustine. He said this. In fact, he said, it very rarely happens. He said, I can safely say never that anyone comes wishing to become a Christian who has not in some way or other been struck by the fear of God. The fear of God is a precious, precious gift. It's a kind of initial awakening. It's important for us to be able to understand we've been given, those who have been confirmed into Christ, that we've been given these spiritual gifts. And I think this particular gift, though, Isaiah really celebrates this gift as part of the endowment of the Messiah, saying that the Messiah delights in the fear of the Lord. and the fear of the Father, the healthy fear of God the Father. So there's that initial fear of the eternal realities. But then what grows in a person as we get oriented toward God and the Holy Spirit's at work in us and the broader gifts that begin to emerge in our lives, we come to see the profound love of God for us, and we have a childlike, healthy fear that situates us in confidence. But we also know God is very, very holy. So today we get a story in the gospel of the woman with the flow of blood. It's a beautiful story, a woman who needed healing, and she sought out healing. So there's two key themes. To me, there's probably a whole gold mine in here we don't have a time to address. Commentators get at in different ways, but expectant faith is one, and fear of the Lord is two. Expectant faith is that disposition that reaches out to God, to lean on the Lord, to pursue the Lord. And here the image is this woman who's looking for healing, and Jesus in the crowd, and she's got in her heart, if I just could touch his garment, if I could just touch him, I know, I believe, I know. And she had faith working in her, that expectant faith of the power of God, the goodness of God, the mercy of God. And she reached out to it. That's expectant faith. And God loves expectant faith. It's a really important part of it. Sometimes faith gets reduced to just in our mind that we possess knowledge of the creeds and we accept those things. Expectant faith is an important part of the Christian life, of leaning into the promises of God as if they're real promises for real time for you and for me. This is a critical way to live out our lives. It's a way to love the Lord, to take him at his word. So here's the reading. Mark chapter 5, 21 through 43. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, okay, here's a man who had faith as well, right? A synagogue official. And now he doesn't have the luxury to stand at distance from the Lord the way many of the leaders did. And to be threatened by him, what was deeper in his heart was his love for his child. And he wanted help, and nothing was helping. And he ran to Jesus for help. He said, my daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live. He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. So bleeding, and it's just terrible suffering. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had, but wasn't healed. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured. Immediately, her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him. I love that line. Jesus is walking through this crowd. People are pressing. You'll see, you know, the apostles try to understand what Jesus is saying. But as soon as she touched him, the power of God went out. The power that's in Jesus, the power of the kingdom, the power to heal went out from the Lord. Jesus, aware at once that power, dunamis, had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and asked, who's touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction. Power of faith. The power of expectant faith. I mean, faith has saved you. Maybe there's a conversion here and she becomes a believer, a follower of Jesus. Not only faith and confidence that Jesus has the power to heal her physically, but both these things are probably happening at the same time. that she really becomes a believer, a follower, a disciple of Jesus. And she's saved from the power of sin and death, and she's on the pathway now toward becoming a new creation. Friends, we're saved through this act of faith, this surrender, this radical trust. By grace, you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing, but it's a gift of God. And she reaches out knowing that the source of that salvation and the source of that healing flows from a person who is filled with compassion, mercy, and power. That's Jesus. And of course, it goes on the Jairus portion of the story. While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." Wow. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of death. Death does not get the last word, Jesus said. Jesus has authority over life and death. And he's actually going to raise this girl from the dead. Jesus speaks to dead people, and they hear his voice. He's come to raise everyone who will hear him and receive him in faith from the dead, from the power of sin and death at work in us now, and on the day of our death, the voice of the Son of Man will raise us from the dead, the power of God, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says to her, as he says to us, do not be afraid, just have faith. How many of us are living under what we'll see tomorrow? Reading from Hebrews, that the devil's strategy is to enslave the human race through the fear of death. The fear of death is a power. It's the wrong kind of fear. We're going to fear someone. We're either going to fear God in a healthy way and have a foundation of strength, of courage, of life, and share in the Messiah's delight in the fear of the Lord, or we're going to be slaves to fear under the dominion of darkness, the power of sin and death, and the rule of the world, the flesh, and the devil. There's no other. We're going to be in one or the other. And Jesus has overcome death. He's disarmed the principalities and powers. He's made a public show of them. The devil's afraid of him. The demons that serve the devil are afraid of Jesus. And Jesus says, you have nothing to fear. So be not afraid. But instead, so it's not him not just saying, don't do something. He's saying, don't be afraid, but do something. What's the do? The do is just have faith. Well, what kind of faith? The kind of faith we see in the woman who had the flow of blood, that radical, expectant faith that reaches out to Jesus, that believes in his promises, and the courage and the faith of Jairus, the official, who's literally standing up. He's a synagogue official. A lot of synagogue officials were distancing themselves from Jesus. In his case, he was blessed enough to have a greater love, right, than worrying about what others thought about him. He wanted his daughter to come back to life, and no one could help her. None of the other rabbis could do it. Nobody could do it. The doctors couldn't do it. People are weeping. She's already dead. And people are ridiculing Jesus. Jesus said, no, she's just asleep. You know, and they're ridiculing. No, she's dead. They're mocking him. And he moves everybody out, and he sits down, and he prays. He took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And it says, everyone was utterly astounded. Right? And here he said he gave strict orders that no one should know this. But of course, it's hard for that to happen. Anyway, bless you, friends. Let's walk in that faith and the fear of the Lord. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.